Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheword.net.
This program is made possible by the love and prayers of listeners like you.
In the realm of deception and destruction, and dissension and division, we need to see clearly as God sees.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries encourages you to exercise your authority in Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word. Speak, speak, speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, The Power of God is in His Word.
Speak the Word.
Brothers and sisters, we must take God's Word more seriously. We can't just read it and just think it's a book that we're reading. I mean, these are actual words. As a matter of fact, He tells us in John that His words, they are spirit and they are life. And so they bring, when we're speaking God's Word, they bring spirit and they bring life. And so I'd like to share with you how you can be held captive by your words. You can also bring your mountains down with your words, but you can also create mountains with your words. And talk to you about how Satan can, you know, Satan can and he will trap you by your own words. That's how he does that. The way he does this, brothers and sisters, is he puts these thoughts into our head, into our minds, and then we take that thought, then he'll give us another and another. And that's how, you know, he gets us to, he puts the thoughts there, because before the word is a word, it first becomes a thought. So once he puts the thoughts there, then we begin to speak it out. And it's always something that's going to damage you. It's, God gives you things that will bring life. Satan's going to give you things that brings death to you. When you become born again, saints, in other words, when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, your spirit was recreated. It received the very nature and the very life of our Father. But your mind is held in captivity because it's the same old mind. It didn't change. Our personality didn't change. Our mind, we got a new heart, new spirit, and we now belong to the kingdom. But this has to be changed. There was no change. Remember, you were created a spirit, a soul, and a body, according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. You are a spirit. You have a soul, and you live in a body. Number one, your soul is the realm of decision. In the soul lives your mind, your will, your emotions, and your personality. Number two, your mind, what you imagine, your will, what you want, your emotions, what you feel. The soul, number three, is the neutral ground between the body and the spirit. And number four, it is the place where free will is exercised. Free will. In other words, God has given us all humans, He's given us a free will. And He's not going to force you to accept Jesus. He's not going to force you to obey the Word. He's not going to force you to do any of this thing because we have free will. But friends, every human has a soul. In Job chapter 12, verse 10, in the King James Bible, it says, in whose hand is the soul of every living thing and the breath of all mankind? And according to Romans 12, 2, in the easy read, it says, don't change yourselves. Don't change yourselves to be like the people of this world, but let God change you inside with a new way of thinking. Then you will be able to understand and accept what God wants for you. You will be able to know what is good and pleasing to Him and what is perfect. You know, it's like our Father's, the Trinity is Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Well, we are a spirit, first of all, and then we're a soul, and then we're a body. The body is just a house that we live in. So the body is really nothing. It's that soul that has to be changed, that way of thinking. That's what's got to be changed. Then the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, can work through you. I hope you're hearing me. You know, your change only comes when you renew your mind to think like Jesus. You know, as a matter of fact, in E.W. Kenyon's book, New Creation Realities, he states, great enthusiasm and joy comes at the new birth. But unless that is cared for and fed by the mind being renewed through feeding on the Word and practicing it. That's a big word. We read the Word. We look at the Word according to the book of James, where it says, you know, His Word is likening it like to a mirror, you know. We look into that and we see that and we walk away. We don't make any changes. So sometimes you say, well, I can quote all these scriptures, Pastor Joe. I read the Bible all the time. But the thing of it is, are you practicing it? Are you practicing what you read? He said, because if you don't practice what you're reading, he said, that joy that you're filled with when you become born again, that joy, he said, is soon going to die. In Proverbs 6:2, it says in the New King James, says you are snared. You know, in some translation says you're trapped by the words of your mouth. It says you are taken by the words of your mouth. And in Job chapter 12, verse 11, it says, but just as the tongue tastes food, the ears test the words they hear. Think about that. You know, that's really deep. It was saying that the tongue tastes food. When you sit down to eat a meal and you're preparing a meal, I know when I'm cooking, I'm always tasting to see if it had enough salt or if it had enough seasoning in it. So the tongue, would taste the food. But the ears, they test the words that you hear, you know. So if you're hearing words that you shouldn't be hearing and you're testing those words, then you shouldn't be listening to it in the first place, but you shouldn't be saying it, okay? So you need to hear the words that's going to bring spirit, you know, give you life. In other words, you're taken captive by the words of your lips. And most of you already know this. I know that most of you have heard sermons over and over again about the importance of your words, about how I'm putting a bridle on your tongue and a guard on your mouth and all this stuff. But knowing it and doing it is two different things. That's what my mom used to tell me. She'd tell me this all the time. When she would tell me something and I would say to her, I know that, Mama. And she would say to me, knowing it, Joe, and doing it is two different things. And she's right. Knowing the Word, practicing the Word, and doing the Word is two different things. The Bible tells us in the book of James not to be a hearer only, but to be a doer also. And that's what he's talking about. Doer means practice. It means practice the Word, which means if you know this, if you already know this, you know what the Word of God says and are not doing it, you're already in captivity. In other words, let me say that again. If you know this, if you know what the Word of God says and you're not doing it, then you're already in captivity. Are you hearing me? The devil is holding the church in captivity today because a lot of the ministers are not teaching you the importance of your words, friends. We must weigh every word we speak. Every word is a seed and it will bring forth the harvest. I hear from people all the time that has gotten a harvest that they did not want. You know, and that's powerful. Yet they spoke the words that brought the harvest. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 24, says, God paid a high price for you, so don't be enslaved by the world. Don't let Satan deceive you into speaking things that you don't want. I might add, the world's way of thinking and doing things are not God's way of doing things. But I want to back up here and say again, please don't let Satan deceive you into speaking things that you don't want, because you are going to get the things that you don't want. You're going to harvest something. As I keep telling people, I'm a farm girl. I was brought up on a farm. And my dad, we planted corn, we planted cotton, we planted potatoes, you name it, we planted it. But everything my dad planted, whether it was corn or cotton, that's what we got. My point is that the words coming out of your mouth is creating your future. And it's creating what you get. So when you're poor mouthing about your health, your finances, That's what you're going to get. That's the harvest that you're going to get. I just want you to know that the power really is in God's Word, and it needs to come out of your mouth, okay?
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to Speak the Word with Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We hope today's message has spoken to your heart in a special way. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with some final words. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. We also provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them, thanks to donations from listeners like you. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Hello, saints. This is Pastor Joe. I want to personally thank you for your continued love and support for Speak the Word. This ministry was built on a simple calling to share the truth of God's Word and to bring hope to those who need it most. And because of you, that is exactly what is happening. God is using this ministry to give you encouragement and to remind you that you're never alone. God is with you, and He will never leave you. Here at Speak the Word, we believe God is calling us to even more. We want to expand the ministry to reach additional radio stations across the country, because the truth is there are people who are hungry for God's Word, and that's why your partnership is so important. Today, I want to ask you to prayerfully consider making a financial gift to Speak the Word Ministry, whether it's a one-time gift or a monthly partnership. Your support will directly help us grow this ministry and reach more lives for Christ. You can easily give by visiting our website at PastorJoeRamsey.com. Thank you from my heart for helping us bring hope through the Word of God. And always remember, there is power in the spoken Word of God, and may God bless you.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've been with us today. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word.